That was Bryony Williams and I Can Be. And I'm pleased to say that she should be on the line now. Can you hear me, Bryony?
I can. Hey.
Yeah, it's nice to speak to you, Lars.
Finally.
I've never spoken to you, but we've got a mutual friend in Richard, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Shout out to Richard.
Yeah, hi, Richard. He's, of course, a big promoter in Birmingham and an artist manager. And what amazes me about Richard is that he sleeps a lot, he watches baseball a lot, but he still managed to get his website perfectly. It's a fantastic website he gets going. I don't know how he does it. It's a bit like the elves and the shoemaker, you know.
True. Yeah. He's a phenomenal guy.
Anyway, on to you. If we can go back to 2019, where you'd done your master's degree.
Yeah.
And then you planned to go around the world.
I did, yeah.
You recorded that track we just played, I Can Be. And then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
And
a lot of things happened there.
Yeah, and of course, I'm a real believer in fate. And you got your record deal during lockdown, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I'm with you on that. You know, I think, you know, you just got to trust the world, and if one thing doesn't work out, then sure enough, another thing will.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah.
So. Well,
yeah, so it's Beth Shalom Records. They're based in London, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that EP is coming out on October the 30th. We've heard a track. We'll play another one shortly. It's definitely a leap forward from the two tracks I've heard from what you've done before. What I really like about the music is that you can do quiet, you can do rock. I think you've got, is there a track in it? We've got piano and violin as well, did I read?
Yeah, that's coming out on the 2nd of October too.
Oh, right, so that's going to be another single from it. Is that Dive, is it?
Yeah, that's called Dive, yeah.
Oh, right, great, yeah. I'll be certainly been playing that. Lockdown, there was a big advantage to the lockdown in that you produced a video from your garden. For your single, which we'll be playing. It was really good. I mean, when you hear of a video recorded in someone's garden, it doesn't sound very good, but it was actually a really slick family affair. It was produced, wasn't it, by your brother?
Yeah. I gave him my phone and was like, right, I'm going to hit play. You stand there. But to be fair, he had some input. I'm not going to shoot him down. It was his idea with the spraying him at the end, like flashed the camera. So that was all him. So I was like, oh, okay, good. So I, you know, on purpose, I was like, we're going to have a few takes of that.
That was really, it's really good video. And I must say, your dad didn't need any encouragement to get involved by the looks of it.
Oh, no, it was actually his idea.
Really?
So it stems from him. He came in. I was listening to the Masters of Knockin', trying to decide which one to put forth for the record. And he came up, like, and just, like, opened the door and started air guitaring and said some stuff. And then from that, it just, you know, a few days later, you know, we're all in the garden. I was like, right, you've got the tennis racket. Mom, you're on the drum.
Saucepans, yeah. Hose pipe. Yeah, it's really good. So, for people that haven't seen it, check out that video. It's really good. And so you've already said Dive is coming out next on the 2nd. That's from that EP.
Yeah.
And I also read that Matt Allwright, everyone knows him. He's from Rogue Traders Watchdog. I know him from the program where he goes around people's houses that get abandoned. I like that one. he's on one of the tracks. He's playing guitar, isn't he?
He is.
How did that come Dive. About? Yeah, on Slide. How did that come about?
You know what, again, like, just the way of the world, I guess. My producer, who's also called Matt, he exchanged kind of like a public little conversation with him on Twitter about music. And cheekily, or not so cheekily, he just was like, hey, like, he knew Matt Allwright played the pedal steel guitar and kind of suggested... he has maybe a couple of songs that the artist he produces, which is one, me being one of them, you know, could benefit maybe from a bit of that slapped on it. So they just had a you know, a cheeky DM, and within a few days, I had Dive back, but with Matt Allwright on it. And yeah, it definitely adds something to it. So I'm really glad that happened. I think it's a really nice addition.
Good, yeah. Good. Look forward to hearing that one on October the 2nd. What other plans have you got? I know, really, you can't really make plans at the moment the way it's going. I mean, is Wolverhampton in another lockdown, is it? Did I hear? Or?
I think it's going to be, which will be, you know, I mean, really, I kind of like the solitude. I'm not totally complaining if it does.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gives me an excuse to kind of be antisocial and, you know, maybe pick up the guitar and try and write some new songs.
Yeah, that's the good side. The only problem is you can't plan any gigs. Like, I'm sure you'd love to do a launch gig for the EP. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's off the menu. So yeah. Beth Shalom being in London, I'd imagine they're going to bring you to London quite often. I know you was down in London last week, weren't you? I don't know if you can say any more about that.
So I was videoing a live acoustic session with a company called Music Umpire. So I did 4 tracks off the new EP, but acoustic version, so very different. and I think that's wherever that content is, well, you know, they have it, but that will be out probably sometime like next year, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So post record.
Good. And I got a question sent in from a Rob Dower. He said, what would be your ideal collaboration if you could pick one?
Oh,
good question.
I would love to get in the studio with Anna Calvi.
Ah, Anna.
I think we would make some very, I think it'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
I think I'd be scared of her to begin with. I think we'd produce something quite cool.
Years ago, I was at, forget the venue now, it's near Angel Station, and I was seeing British Sea Power, and she was first on, I think this was in her early days, and she walked through the door and no one knew who she was, and she said, oh, hi, I'm Anna Calvi, I'm first on. And she's done really well for herself.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she definitely has. She like rocks the house down. Like, she shreds it. It's great.
And what's the scene like in Birmingham? I don't know if you know who I'm playing. Genevieve Miles, do you know her? Do you know Genevieve?
Yes, I do. Yeah, she's got to know her.
Yeah, she's got a single which I'll be playing later on tonight. Anyone else we should be looking out for?
I think my friend Grey Wave. Currently now in Coventry, but
yes,
I know she's rustling up some new stuff.
Yes, I think she's playing a gig, I think, this week, I believe.
She is, in Coventry. Yeah. I think it's sold out, though.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which is amazing, to be honest. Like, you know, it's always good.
Great.
and the Taboo Club.
Oh, yeah.
I think they released an album. It was either this year or last year, but I don't know. I think they're interesting guys, I think.
Okay.
Make interesting music.
I'll make a note of those. I have played Grey Wave, but Taboo Club, new to me. Okay, so we're going to play the second single from that EP, which is called Knocking, in a moment. Thanks for coming on, Bryony.
No worries.
You can get this on a lovely transparent yellow vinyl.
Yeah.
It's 11 tracks because it's got your previous EP on it as well, hasn't it?
It does indeed. Yeah. Yes, it's an album, really.
Yeah, it's really pretty much an album. So you can order that, look out for that, or download it. It's October the 30th. Thanks for coming on, Bryony. This is Knocking.
Yeah, thank you.